Thank you for holding. Is this Mickey?
Yes.
Hey, Mickey. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
I'm good.
Good. That's what I like to hear. My representative asked me to jump on the line with you. She's wanted me to approve a discounted pricing structure to see if we can make this work for you. But did you have any questions about the listing or how it works?
Well, I'm not very tech savvy, so I'm not positive how it works. I understand what she said on how it works.
Yeah.
But for me, if I have to go in there and use it to try and utilize it to update it or change, I'm not sure how I know how to do that as we speak.
Yeah, no, it's actually kind of designed for a business owner like yourself, where we do all the computer and tech work, but you still got to answer your phone and close these guys and try to make sure that when they write a review, it's a good one.
Right.
Yeah, but if you could do those things, then we could take care of it on this side and get your phone ringing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's see what you got.
Well, so normally we charge $399 month to month. I could get it down to $199 on a month to month basis.
Okay,
that's going to cover you on the first page for up to 15 different keyword terms or services. So you can actually hand select what you're being found for. And that way all the calls that come through will be qualified.
Okay.
I'm sure you'll like it a lot better than paying per lead with Home Advisor, because those guys pretty much do Google advertising like this to get the leads that they sell. They're just reselling them to you. So they're like charging you more than what they're getting them for. That's how they make their money, but they sell it to a couple other people too. So we're not doing any of that. We just list you independently and we let the people call you directly from there as a live call.
Yeah, I get that. I like that idea. I just don't want to overload my own work schedule here, because I do have, I did get with ANG, and so they sending me a lot of stuff, plus I have a lot of stuff locally already, so, you know, I just don't want to get overloaded. Then I don't want to do something that I can't handle the work, and then it shows up as a bad review.
You all know, that's a different scenario. So we have verified reviews. The people that would be writing reviews, it has to be like verified customers. You can't just put like a bunch of fake reviews up there or just write something because they're mad at you, you know? And then you have the right to refuse service to anybody. So the idea here is we just bring you a volume of opportunity and you could cherry pick what you do and don't want to take, trying to make the most out of your time.
Yeah. So these individuals will call me versus them sending or me having to go check something on Google to call them back?
Exactly.
Is that how it
works? They'll call you directly. You'll get live calls, but there's also like a catch in part of your tracking system that'll actually save their information. So if you do want to go like recover their information, or if you just want to have it like stocked up on your voicemail, we have a way for you to still get back to those people even if you are missing the calls.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but we prompt them all.
For me, you know?
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, I get it. Yeah, well, some days it's difficult for me to, you know, to return a phone call within an hour. Just for the simple fact that I may be driving. I have three or four jobs going on one time. I got to get materials and personnel there and get them lined up on what we're doing. And so to call somebody back within an hour on a lead, that's not necessarily works all the time for me.
Yeah, that's not how we work, and that's more of a reason why you shouldn't be doing what you're doing now, because if you don't call back the leads that Home Advisor's sending you within an hour, they're sending them to somebody else.
Right, I get that. I understand.
Yeah, we don't do that. We let the customer call you directly, and then if you want to get back to them, you can get back to them at your own leisure. You know, you're not going to get penalized or, you know what I mean, if you're missing calls. But we do still save their information so that when you are available, if you want to call them back, you could still do that.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So how do we get started? And if later I see it's overwhelming or it doesn't work for me for whatever reason, how do I stop it?
Yeah, so I'll send you my direct number and extension. I'll be your account lead. If you ever want to cancel, you just give me a call and I could stop it, you know. We're not going to put you up there if you don't want to be up there and getting those calls. We don't have any kind of cancellation fee or penalty or any funny business. We'll just part ways as friends.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to create your Google business profile. First, I'm going to send you my number, though. So let me make sure you have that.
And, you know, don't take offense, but I have to ask, how do I know this is legit and not just some kind of BS?
Yeah, I mean, if you just look up our company, Local Splash, we're right next to the Google Building 1, the main headquarters in the United States. And we've been in business since 2004. There's over 5,000 reviews online of us. I mean, only the Google partners are going to be able to call you and offer you a position like this.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So we got an extensive track record. We've actually been around longer than Home Advisor. When I started working here, they were called Service Magic. And then they changed their name to Home Advisor, and then they bought Angie's List in 2017, and now they have Angie's Leads, you know? So
who bought Angie's List?
Home Advisor.
So why, if I have Home Advisor, then why do I need Angie's List as well?
You don't. You shouldn't be paying for both of those. It's basically the same company. It's the same people that own it, you know? You know what I mean?
That's what I'm getting. Yeah, well, that's what I'm, my point. That's what I'm trying to get at.
Yeah.
Okay.
So being on Google is a lot better, though. More people are just doing a regular Google search for what you do, and then they call you directly from there. They're not usually going down to Home Advisor, Angie's List, or those guys unless they're trying to price shop and get some guy to do some work for cheap, you know?
Yeah, but that's what I'm trying to avoid.
Right. That's why I think this is the ideal fit for you, so... I'm going to create your Google. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I mean, I was just going to say, you know, I don't claim to be the cheapest in town, but I'm surely not the most expensive. And, you know, I'm just trying to do a good, fair job with, you know, everybody to be pleased with the work and make a few dollars in the meantime.
Yeah. I mean, we're definitely pitching quality over quantity, on that first page. You know, we're telling them that you're top recommended for a reason, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
So. Jobs are up there, you hold your price, you know. If they don't like it, you know, they can go find somebody else.
Yeah, yeah. There's always somebody cheaper, so you know, if you want cheap, then you call the wrong number if you're calling me. You know, I'm not saying that it's gonna be their work is as good as mine, but you know, cheap is cheap. That's to put it to
that
way, you know?
Yeah, we don't want that though. We don't want you guys working for pennies out there. That's not ideal. So I'm going to create your Google business profile. You only have to do this one time for as long as you own your business, Mickey. So, I mean, even if you leave our services later, you'll still have a Google business profile where people can see you're a real legitimate company. On that first page, you can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this business that we're on right now or this phone number?
So,
okay.
Yeah, that's the
All
one
right.
I have.
Okay. What's your last name? Is it Fontenot?
Yeah, Fontenot.
Okay, just like the business name. And then what's your business email address? I'm going to send you everything in writing because I'm giving you a discounted pricing structure on the placement.
Okay, my email address is Mickey, M-I-C-K-E-Y, dot Fontenot, Fontenot, at yahoo.com.
Yahoo. I haven't heard a Yahoo one in a while. Okay. And then, how would you like your hours of operation for the business listed?
7 to 5, Monday through Friday.
Okay.
9 to 3 on Saturday.
Sunday closed?
Yes.
Okay. And I see you got this nice website here. You want me to have this website attached to your Google business profile?
If you can, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a little globe or website icon, and if they click on it, it'll automatically navigate them to your website that we got here.
Yeah, it's relatively new. I haven't had a chance, to be honest with you, to upload some actual pictures of work that I've done just because my workload is crazy.
Yeah.
And, you know, between
it's not bad.
And trying to have a personal life in the meantime is tough.
I know what you mean. I got two little ones at home, so... you know, my friends are always going, hey, when am I going to see you? And I'm like, between work, the kids, trying to get into the gym to keep myself in decent shape, I don't really have much time.
Yeah, the only free time I have is between 11 p.m. and 5 in the morning. I like to spend that sleeping, so.
Yeah. Sounds like my schedule. Maybe I get like a half hour and an hour more than you, though.
Good for you. Right.
Yeah, on some days, you know, the kids, it depends on when they want to go to sleep, you know.
I do.
But your website's good. You know, I'm reviewing it. It's actually not bad. I could tell it does need some more photos, but the way it sits right now, it should be fine. You know, we really just want these people to call you, and then you guys can take it from there.
Okay. Okay.
And then for the payments, like, do they pay you with, or do you accept Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express?
I haven't accepted any credit card payments, but I may have to because of, you know, when I did Angelus, they recommended that I would try and get something set up for that, and I may. I just haven't done none of that yet. I haven't had a whole lot of chance. Like I said, it's only been 3 or 4 days since I've been on Angie, so I haven't had a chance to do much or nothing with it, much less anything else.
No worries. So I'll set it up as cash and check for right now. A lot of these guys do split payment anyway, so they'll get like a check before they start the project. Sometimes they do it in the check in the middle and then one at the end or halves. But I'll set up as cash and check, and then whenever you get a payment method like that, like let's say you go to your bank and you set up a merchant processing, just give me a call and then I could add it to the profile so the customers know that, you know, they can pay you that way. But I also like to let them know if they choose that route, they're going to get charged the fee that the bank will charge you, because the bank will charge you like 2-3% per transaction.
Correct.
I always put that on the customer, so that way it's not coming out of your pay. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. But let me know. You have my number there, so we could always just, we'll cross that bridge when we get there. Now, I got your business profile set up. I do want to schedule a client interview where we can interview you and make sure that we're listing you properly and in the right areas. I don't want to send you anywhere you don't want to go to. Usually, like I said, it's about 30 minutes. Are you available today between 3 and 4?
Yes.
Okay. Or 5 and 6 work better for you? Either one of those I have availability.
No, 5 and 6 don't work for me at all. It has to be later than that. But 3 and 4 work better.
Okay, I'll have my rep. We're going to circle back with you. It's really easy. It's all general knowledge information you'll know off the top of your head, right? It's just basic questions that'll help us set up the account and make sure we're bringing you the right job opportunities.
Okay.
All right. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $199, how did you want to do that?
Well, I'll give you my credit card. 1 second. Let me get it.
Okay.
I would do it on my Visa.
Okay. And is it under your name, the business name, or both?
Both.
Okay. And is the billing address?
The name on the card is my legal name, which is Francis M. Fontenot. But it is me.
Okay. Francis
I
hear you.
FRANCIS.
Okay, I got you. Yeah. Traditional spelling. And then the billing address is the same as the street address?
Yes, 103 Jericho Circle, Lafayette, Louisiana.
Oh, how weird. I had something completely different here.
Okay, so it's 103.
Okay.
Jericho, J-E-R-I-C-O, Circle, Lafayette. Louisiana, 70508.
It's not Jericho Road, Mineral Point?
No. It's Circle. So that's what I'm saying. The rest of you have, there is another one that's similar to mine. Maybe you got the wrong one.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
I think that, did you ever move recently?
No, I've been there for 22 years.
Okay, Jericho Circle. Lafayette. Okay, give me 1 second, because we had a completely different address for you. Okay, I found it. Jericho is spelt just with C-O, not C-H-O. 70508?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And then on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
4027.
Okay.
0920.
0920.
0454.
0454.
2088.
2088. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
3/27.
3/27. And then there should be a small 3-digit code on the back.
870.
All right. And then just as an added form of protection for you, I want to let you know all of our calls are recorded. We will send you everything in writing as well, so that way you have documented everything we're doing for you in exchange for the price. It says, we ask that you be responsive to all calls and emails from our company and your customers, if that's possible. If you're not somebody who emails, obviously try to be responsive to the phone calls as they come in. Obviously, you have the right to refuse service to anybody. So, you know, if somebody calls you, it doesn't mean that you do have to go out and work with the prospect. All of our services are month to month. They'll be set up to automatically renew each month on the 19th day. It's going to be in the discounted pricing structure of $199. You can discontinue or cancel at any time. We don't have any kind of cancellation fees or penalties or anything like that. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue, let us know before the next billing's due so we can stop the billing cycle. And then it asks, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms of our service?
Yes.
Okay. And you are an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes.
All right. And you are the owner, correct, of Fontenot Construction Company?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay. All right. So hang on the line with me here. I'm going to get you your receipt and the outline of the agreement in writing, and then we'll be good to go until the client interview this afternoon. Okay?
Okay.
Now, how I know you say you're not you don't hop on the computer, but just for my own notes here, how computer savvy are you? Like, you send text messages at all?
Yeah, I can do text messages, emails. I mean, I can do a lot of different things. I mean, I use QuickBooks obviously for my business.
You
know,
oh yeah.
I do payroll and text and stuff, but you know, some of the other things, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not really tech savvy, but I can do a few things. I'm not totally ignorant when it comes to computers.
Okay, good, good. No, cause I just wanted to know, because I do have clients that are like that. Like my dad even, actually, we have a tree service in Southern California, and I don't let him climb trees or anything anymore. He's 65, but he's just not, you know, I have to order him a new flip phone like every year or two off the internet, because they don't even sell them in like the regular shops. And so that's kind of why I asked. We could still accommodate you and make sure that it works, but I need to understand exactly what your restrictions are in order to make sure that, you know. So
right.
It sounds to me like texts are okay. You're not really going to hop on and check an email, though, right? So maybe
emails is fine, but I check my emails like early in the mornings and late in the afternoons. During the course of the day, I'm too busy running the roads to check emails, but I will check them in the morning and in the evening.
Okay.
But
yeah, I mean,
don't have much time during the day.
That's actually perfect. Yeah, we're not going to send you anything that's urgent. We're not going to send you an email. If there's really like an urgent issue, I'll just call you directly. And if it's like semi-urgent, then we'll just send a text message and you can get back to us when you need to.
Right.
Or when you can.
Okay.
But it sounds like this would be a good fit. I mean, if you could do anything with that Home Advisor program, you've already gone through hell and high water, because I said, those leads are so saturated, you got to drop your price and negotiate with those people, and then they still want a lead fee even if you don't get the work, you know. I think I'm going to save you a lot of money doing this, but also bring you more opportunities just because there's more people using Google, you know. So.
Yeah, okay. I hope so.
Oh, we will. Like I said, it depends on it. The way we do things is real honest because it's month to month, Mickey. So it's like, if anything I tell you doesn't match up, we run the risk of losing you. You know, you're just going to cancel it. And believe me, we want you to come back every month, you know. So we get in there and we make sure that it's working. But I sent you the invoice receipt and the agreement there. So if you go to your text messages, you should have a text. There'll be an email as well. I'll send them to both platforms. but it'll have the full outline of the agreement in writing. And when you get a chance, try to get that signed off on in the bottom. And then we'll circle back with you between 3 and 4 here, and we'll walk you through this client interview. My number is also in there, so you can save that to your device. If you have questions, comments, concerns, you need help, want to make a change to anything, just call in, okay?
Yes, will do.
All right, Mickey. Well, thank you for signing up. Enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll talk to you at 3.
Okay, good. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome.
Bye-bye.